To those who proclaim Christ as Lord God, I want to shout the good news that took place this Sabbath. Let me tell you my story. For years, I have been considered unclean. My form of uncleanliness is that I am crippled, unable to live life amongst my family. I have been exiled from my community, my place of worship within the temple, and the ability to celebrate Sabbath. I have been cursed with this illness for 10 and 8 years. During the early years, I sought healing, hoping against hope some remedy would restore my health. I went to the healing waters outside the temple, prayed to God, hoping to be reinstituted amongst my community and family, but was not. I found myself pleading with God to hear my cries, grant me mercy, repenting for my sins, spoken and unspoken, that might have caused my affliction. However, there was no answer that I could see, no cure, no restoration, no end. Week after week, month after month, year after year, there was no end in sight. I spent my days on my mat, which was too painful to move, but willing myself to walk from my tent to the temple to be close to God as I could be. Each day, seeing those without curse or leprosy or widowed walk past, while I remained, because of my status, invincible to the eyes of many. The Sabbath started out like every other since I began my vigil outside the temple gates, watching those in their finery walking past to worship God, me sitting on my mat, wrapped in my pain, praying to God to hear my plea, see me, and bring healing, hoping against hope, but a sign to my fate. Then the strangest thing occurred. I hear a man's voice saying, "Behold, a woman." With great pain, I moved my head to look around at who this man might be talking about, questioning silently that I could finally be seen. When I lift my gaze, I found the eyes of the man who spoke. He began gesturing me to come, to join him by the gates. I slowly climbed off my mat, carefully making my way over to him, as the crowd began to form to see what this man was doing. There were several gesturing and speaking in hushed tones, pointing at him, then sharply at me. Solely focused on this man, I am soon standing in front of him, casting my eyes to his. A smile slowly forms upon his lips, and then he says to me, "You have been freed from your ailment," touching my forehead and shoulders as he finishes saying the words. I truly tell you, it was the most extraordinary feeling that came over me. The best way I can describe, it was like waking up after a very long sleep, your body tingling as you come alive. I was able, in that instant, to find myself standing up straight, no longer hunched over, or hands curled in on themselves. Praise God! I found myself smiling, but before I could speak and give my praise, officials from the temple started accusing this man of breaking Sabbath by healing me. My rejoice placed with fear that something might happen to him who helped me, as the officials started quoting laws. However, this prophet and healer shouts with a loud voice, "Hypocrites!" saying to them, "Do not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or donkey from the manger and lead it to give it water?" Then, gesturing to me, he says, "And ought this woman, a daughter of Abraham and Sarah, whom Satan bound for 10 and 8 years, be free from the bondage of sin on the Sabbath day?" I tell you, my friend, I cannot fully express what it was like to be seen and healed. Learning that this man who healed me is the same man whom we've been hearing about, Jesus from Nazareth, who has been breaking the norms set up by the ancient laws, who is extending grace, and not only being a messenger from God, but who is God, who saw me, who heard my prayers, who saw me, restored me into my community, my family, and with God. By his words and touch, who cared more about my relationship with him than the day of the week, who didn't think twice about healing me on the Sabbath because I am more important than oxen or donkeys. I close this letter to you in prayer. I pray whatever you are suffering from, either physical, mental, or spiritual, that you feel Christ looking at you. Know that he has sought you out, seen you, cares about you, and yearns for a relationship with you. I pray no matter where you find yourself, to know that you are part of a community who sees you as beloved and that you feel loved. I pray whatever anguish, sorrow, or invisibleness you feel, that you hear me when I say, you are seen and you are loved. Peace be with you now and always. Amen.